A Reflection from Father Luis Sassano, John 5:33-36, Bearing Testimony Liberates Us. 1. Testimony. This refers to expressing what we have experienced. Jesus testifies to the supernatural. The apostles testify to the experience lived with Jesus. The saints testify to that intimate encounter with God. What do you bear testimony to? Today, as believers, we are called to offer testimony. With prudence, let us bear witness to the power of intimacy. Today, as a church, we must be close to the people. They need to express themselves and talk about what is happening to them and what they feel. You must find the time to comfort them and lend an ear, even if it is over the phone. Listen to your brother or your sister and let them express what they feel, what they are experiencing, and what they are thinking. These days, our testimonies may be just listening and comforting our brothers and sisters. Have confidence. Ask the Holy Spirit for light and just listen. The Holy Spirit will work in you. 2. Light. In this world, where there is darkness and lack of clarity, you and I must bring light, face dark situations, and illuminate. Do not be afraid to show yourself as you are, because this is the way you shine and shed light around you. Do not leave anyone without your light, because when there is no light, one may fall or get hurt. Today, let's illuminate and give meaning to life once again, as we are called to draw others out of the darkness of hopelessness. How much good can be done and how much we are already doing. Let's not be defeated by obstacles or darkness. Let's bring the light of Christ to others. Will you join us? 3. The works. Let's remember that we always belong to Christ, that we are not Christians who become Catholics just when the spotlight is turned on. We are Christians at all times and in all situations. You must remember that you have a gift and a charisma. What is that gift? Discover it. Your gift is what makes you unique and defines you. Maybe you can ask someone close to you to help you find out what it is. But anyway, don't hide it and don't be afraid to show what it is that helps others to live a better life. With that gift and that charisma, it is your actions that announce your faith. God bless you and be with you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Remember, heaven is our goal.